From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting at least 30 dead in a new attack in Afghanistan. In the Afghanistan city of Jalalabad, a suicide bomb attack on a bank branch has killed at least 30 people. A spokesman for the provincial governor in Nangarhar province said that more than 80 people were also wounded in the attack. The attacker detonated an explosive-laden motorcycle targeting a crowd of both military personnel and civilians who were gathered outside the bank to receive their monthly salaries. The bank branch is located in the heart of a crowded commercial district. Another blast was reported Saturday near a shrine in Jalalabad, but no one was hurt. At least five people are recovering from a car bomb attack outside the U.S. consulate in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil that killed at least three others. Doctors treated some of the victims late into Friday night. Concerned relatives of the victims kept vigil outside the hospital. Islamic State militants claim responsibility for that bombing. Heavy airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition continue in Yemen while al-Qaeda made gains in that country's eastern sectors. The Sunni Arab-led coalition carried out bombings in several cities, including the capital of Sana'a, the country's second-largest city, Taiz, and the southern port city of Aden. The coalition is targeting Shiite Houthi rebels who are believed to be backed by Iran. At Iran's National Day ceremony Saturday, President Hassan Rouhani sharply criticized Saudi Arabia for its airstrike campaign, saying, "You," meaning Saudi Arabia, "planted the seeds of hatred in the hearts of people in the region, and you will see the response sooner or later." This is VOA News. Five Australian teenagers were arrested Saturday on suspicion of plotting an Islamic State-inspired terrorist attack at the Veterans Day ceremony that included targeting police officers. The suspects include two 18-year-olds who are allegedly to have been preparing to attack at the Anzac Day ceremony in Melbourne. Another 18-year-old was arrested on weapons charges, and two other men aged 18 and 19 were in custody and assisting police. All the arrests took place in Melbourne. Anzac stands for the Australian and New Zealand Army Corps and commemorates the World War I battle in Turkey on April 25th. Police said they believe the plot was inspired by the Islamic State group, also known as ISIS, and was to have involved edged weapons. Federal Police Deputy Commissioner Michael Phelan in Australia said police must deal with a new kind of terrorism.
These types of attacks that are planned are very rudimentary and simple. And as we've said before, all you need these days is a knife, a flag, and a camera, and one can commit a terrorist act. So it's very different. It's a different paradigm for us. The other thing to get across is that the threat is real and that everybody is working together to try and stop that threat.
Phelan said the teens arrested Saturday had been on officials' radars for months, but the investigation ramped up when it appeared they were planning a specific attack. In Spain, the Interior Ministry there says two Spanish residents have been arrested in Turkey on suspicion of having links to jihadi terrorists and membership in the Islamic State armed group. That ministry said the couple, a Moroccan man and a Spanish woman, traveled to Turkey in October with their 14-month-old daughter. Turkish officials arrested the couple after they returned to Turkey from Syria to await logistical and financial support from IS, according to Saturday's government statement. Spain says its law enforcement officials cooperated with Turkey's intelligence service and Morocco's territorial surveillance unit in tracking the couple's movements. Spain did not clarify when the arrest occurred. Turkey declined to comment at all. The U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is urging Greece to go through every line of its budget to draft a reform plan to satisfy its international creditors. Lew, speaking in Washington, said he believes that is the level of detail required. He says this isn't resolved by speeches, it isn't resolved by rhetoric, it's resolved by the hard technical work. He said after meeting with finance ministers, including Greece's, that there is an urgent need to come together around a comprehensive approach. Lew stressed that failure to reach an agreement would lead to immediate hardship in Greece and increased uncertainties for Europe and the global economy. I'm Ira Melman reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.